Good afternoon, my colleagues. I'm here to discuss technology's use in the classroom and beyond. I think technology is a very important aspect in today's learning. It's something that you can't escape nowadays. Computers are everywhere, they're in our pockets, so it's very necessary to incorporate technology into our teaching. So first I'll discuss the use of film and video in the classroom. So using tools such as YouTube in the classroom to coincide with current unit's topic, yeah? So for example, this week we're discussing lifestyle. You can discuss different lifestyles between how they differ from person to person and how it differs from culture to culture. So for example, something that is acceptable or, you know, quite common in one country might not be so common in another country, for example. So let's say if you give the example of Australia, Australia is a very healthy country. Exercise and sports is encouraged in Australia quite a lot. Whereas in certain other places, for example, poorer nations, it's less of a priority. So things like that can alter the differences, and you can explain that to the students. In addition, you can also have students outside of the class ask for ask them to watch films of their choice at home. They have the task of watching it with English subtitles and returning to the class with terms and phrases that they're not familiar with, and they can basically make a note of all these new terms that they've been exposed to through this movie. Whether it's a movie that they have watched numerous times in the past or if it's the first viewing, either way, they can, you know, make a note of things and bring that to you. So Netflix and other streaming services where they, you know, they provide the subtitles in English, those will be very useful for them. In addition to this, as you know, we're using CLMS for online learning, so using that, that's very important. But you can also use other applications and other services that are available on Play Store and App Store. So I like to encourage students to increase their exposure to English as much as possible. So there are, as there are common terms and phrases and things such as that will be neglected by the syllabus, such as this AC is really getting to me. So such as household items, food, articles of clothing, things that we don't necessarily cover, but they'll be they're used every day, essentially. So there's also an application that I'm very that I use myself for Arabic, which also has an English course as well. So for example, it's called Drops. So it basically introduces at 5-minute intervals. You just do 5 minutes of learning you can do it twice a day, so 10 minutes over the course of the day, or 5 minutes whenever you feel like it. And basically introduces terms, new terms, and it's categorized. So for example, we'll have buildings, so like school, hospital, and it'll give them you know new terminology every time, and it'll always basically remind them of things that they've learned in the past. So they will never, you know, it won't just give them new terms just to remember. It'll also, you know, rehash and reuse the old terms that have been introduced way back, so that they can, you know, reinforce that learning. But you can also use games like Kahoot. Kahoot is a game, if you're not familiar, is a game that you can basically make an online game based on a topic of your choosing. They have a search. They have a database of like the various different types of topics that you can discuss. So it can coincide with your unit, or it can just be something generic about, like, for example, countries or just general knowledge. So for example, about Saudi Arabia, if you want to talk about something like that. So it's a game that adds competitive spirits to the class, basically. So, you know, I think a lot of students find it that it's a bit too academic at times. They find it a bit boring and they can find it overwhelming. So if you incorporate something that has a little bit of fun, inject fun into the classroom, they will essentially learn without them realizing. They'll pick up on things, they'll understand things, and eventually, you know, it'll encourage them to learn and develop in other aspects of their learning. Also, I always encourage students to encourage, to change their settings on their devices. Yeah, so their telephones, their you know, their PlayStations, their laptops, it's all in Arabic. So even when you look at the clock, it's in Arabic numbers. So I want them to, because L1 is very prominent in Saudi Arabia, I want them to just have, you know, always being exposed to English, even when they're not thinking about it. So, for example, when they're on their phones and it's all in Arabic, so you see settings, you see App Store, you see all these different things, all the, even, you know, just to navigate through your phone and change certain things, you know, to change it to vibrate, silent, these types of things, it'll expose them to new terms and new words all the time without them even realizing, and they'll eventually get accustomed to it and know which words will direct them into the way that they would like. Because at the end of the day, you know, they're exposed to L1 all the time. They think in L1. They speak to people in L1. It's so their, you know, exposure to English can't be limited to just in the classroom hours. It has to be whilst they're out there in the world doing whatever they're doing. So they'll always introduce new vocabulary, and will reinforce old vocabulary that I may have introduced to them in the classroom, and basically have them use it quite regularly. In addition to this, I also encourage like students to go on a field trip to, like, let's say, go to the movies. Last semester, I took my students to the movies. We watched the movie The Joker. What we did at the end of the movie was we remained in the screen while the other patrons left, and we basically had a movie review, group review. What did you think of the movie? Yeah, and have a back and forth. What did you think? So you can select a movie for the students, have them watch it with you, and obviously you have your own opinion. You've also watched the movie, so you already know what the content of the movie is, and you can also basically have them write a written review, and all of them, you know, basically have their share their opinions about the movie, what they liked, what they didn't like, what movies they prefer it to this one, any number of things. So the reason why I choose a movie that we all go see, firstly, it's great for the camaraderie of the classroom, it's great for class morale, but also it gives them equal footing, because some people, you know, like we all know, we don't always watch the same things, so it's good to have one thing that they all have in common, and then we can base it on that. So it's essentially like a book review that you would do in school.
You can also do is set them a task before, you know what the film's about, and give them a worksheet,
mm-hmm.
questions.
To work, the, yeah.
It's more difficult for them to review. Mm. Yeah, just get, like, more like a listening
time. Yeah. Essentially, that's a great idea, Saad. Also, exposure to different forms of English in the spoken or written form. So we obviously have projectors, we have speakers. We can incorporate these into our learning, like we do with the online book. So expose them to things like letters and emails, newspaper articles, magazine articles, and explain the differences and how the form of this, why is it written in this manner versus why this is written in this manner. And also do the same for the spoken form. So, for example, a job interview sounds very different to a news bulletin or a casual conversation between friends at a coffee shop. They're all very different scenarios. The language that is used is very different. And you can explain the differences and show the differences between casual English, formal English, and different, you know, ways to interact with people. So your superiors, you'd interact with one way. Your colleagues and your friends, you'd interact with in another. And, you know, a stranger, you would interact with in an entirely different way. Okay. So in closing, it's easier now more than ever to improve skills as students have access to a plethora of information and knowledge and content. So it's our job as teachers to point them in the right direction so that they have an immersive learning experience. And that's essentially what we're trying to achieve. Because we are in Saudi Arabia, if these students were in England or another English-speaking country, it would be very easy for them to pick up on things. But because here, once they leave the classroom, as soon as they leave those doors, they're entering a world of Arabic, and that's going to be hard for us to fight against. So we try to immerse them as much as possible whilst we're in the classroom and encourage them to immerse themselves when they're in their homes. So when they're watching movies, whether they're, you know, just surfing the web, or whether they are, you know, just casually talking to people online, just try to cater to their interests and needs and make sure that they are, you know, using the English that they've acquired, but also actively, you know, exposing themselves to more and more English day in, day out. Because technology, as we all know, is used for entertainment, but we have to, you know, make sure that we show them that it can also be very educational as well as entertaining. And that's essentially my presentation. Thank you very much.